This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. We're here to talk about the Glide Wildflower Show. Becky McRae, one of the organizers. Becky, thanks for being on this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Well, are you all ready for this beginning tomorrow?
We are. We are beyond our expectations on what people have uploaded for us.
And let's go back to the conversation we had last week, because this show is a little different this year. It's a virtual show.
That's very correct. We have we opened it up this year to people who lived in the five counties that we normally collect from, and had them upload pictures of wildflowers, not garden flowers, to a website, whether they knew what the name of the flower was or not. We've had 1,638 observations of plants that were uploaded, and 423 different species.
Wow.
I know.
That is absolutely astounding. That's going to be a lot to look at. And this is, that's an addition of what your collectors get, right?
Well, yes and no. Some of those will be from our collectors. We have a special routes page for our collectors for historical reasons, but some of the 1,638 will include our collectors that we that have taken them.
Wow.
The other interesting thing is we have, because of this website called iNaturalist or iNet, there are people from, we've had 103 different people, not only our local group that always volunteers from the Forest Service and Oregon State and BLM and all UCC, all that group, 103 different identifiers, and they have come from as far away as a primary school teacher in France, a gentleman in East Germany, somebody in Russia, as well as throughout the United States. So that in itself is amazing.
Any idea where some of these people heard about the show?
They all belong to iNaturalist, and I'm not real sure how they found out about our particular BioBlitz. But
wow.
I'm glad they did, because they helped identify.
And for your collectors, they've pretty much gone and done what they normally do, right?
That's correct. It was interesting. I had made a note in an email on the route that I collect that the conditions were very dry because we haven't had much moisture this winter. And I didn't find a lot of the specimens I normally did. The collectors who lost their route up river because of the Archer Creek fire made a comment back that said a lot of the flowers and shrubs there they didn't find. However, along the highway, there is a plethora of vivid pink vetch and green peas and salmon plumes and monkey flowers, so that Mother Nature is saying, okay, there was a fire, but we're still going to have flowers. So,
interesting. Now, the show's been going on for,
since 1965.
That in itself is incredible. And how long have you been involved?
I'm guessing I've been involved since the late 90s.
Okay, so you're a latecomer to this.
Oh, yeah. Big time latecomer.
and are some of the folks that helped start it, are they still involved?
Jeannie Moore is one of the founding people, and they, of course, were uprooted when they lost their home to the Arch Creek fire, but she is still involved as far as being on our Zoom conferences, advising us still. I mean, she's still the flower queen that we all kind of look to.
Wow. Well, it's neat to see the show go on. So many things the last year have gone differently. And even though there's a bit of a shift now and more things are happening, to pull it all off right now indoors would certainly be very tricky to do. And so you've gone to this virtual online format, but now you're getting the folks from the other countries and other places who couldn't possibly most likely come here, getting them involved as well.
Well, and you never know. I mean, on any given time, you could have, I mean, we have had people from overseas because they had maybe family here or they have had heard about the show and were so interested in wildflowers that they have come in the past. So this just broadens up the exposure that Glide and Roseburg and the wildflower show have for coming years. I mean, who knows who will show up?
So it sounds like, and I don't think we touched on this last time we were talking, but it sounds like obviously the impact of the Archie Creek fire for this year in terms of things just not being there is a real big deal.
For a couple of the routes, it was a big deal. Two of our collectors go up Wright Creek, but they couldn't because it's off limits at this time. So there a lot of the burned areas are not accessible because in a lot of places like Wright Creek, the bridges that they use to get across to other sections of it are no longer there. So whether those will be able to be repaired by next year or not, who knows? There's a lot of work to be done up there.
Yeah, definitely. I was just up there a couple of weeks ago and went about 5 miles up Rock Creek and had not been up there since a few days after the landowners were let in. And it just, you know, there are places up there you feel like you're on the moon.
Oh, I know. And we fly fish. And not too long after the first time we drove upriver, I really had to pay attention to where we were because all my landmarks were gone. You know, you go around this curve and there's that pool, but you go around that curve, it doesn't look like the curve used to look like. And so it really threw me for a while,
yeah,
finding out where we were.
I have heard that from so many of the people that know that area very well. And we even really noticed that as well when we were up a couple of weeks ago, because, you know, you come around a corner, expect a particular building.
Right.
It's not there. Maybe another one is. And, of course, it's been cleaned up a lot since I was there, right, as the fires were kind of wrapping up in the area. So that in itself is a whole separate topic, but it's interesting to see the impact on the area. But so many flowers seen. So talk about basically you launched the show this weekend officially, but people could actually look at things now, right?
Correct. Yeah, as of last Saturday, they could start watching as people would upload photos of their flowers. And one of the nice things about it, you get an idea of the habitat that these flowers are from. In our normal show, they're in vases, so they don't really show what the habitat looks like. And so I just uploaded a bunch from over by Port Orford for a woman, and I mean, here you can see the flowers that are growing along the beach right now because that's where they were when she took them. And so you really get a good glimpse of that habitat.
So when you're watching this show, are you basically looking at one frame at a time, or how does that work?
You can look at all of the observations on kind of like one page of your computer and then pick and choose which ones you want to look at. They start off with the highest one that has been found, which is a fairy slipper, and then go, you can scroll down and pick and choose whichever ones you want to look at. And it kind of fills you in and tells you a little bit about them.
And let folks know where to access the show.
You can go to Glide Wildflower Show BioBlitz, BLITZ 2021, and I'll take you right to it.
And if people want to help out financially with the organization, I understand you've got a link on the website to do that as well.
We do, and if anyone's interested in buying our poster for this year, they're $1 for small and $3 for large. They're available at the Adam in Glide, Silverleaf Framing on Jackson in Roseburg, Elkton Community Education Center, or we call it ECEC, in Elkton. Or they can send us a request to our P.O. Box 332 in Glide.
All right, Becky McRae, again, the Glide Wildflower Show, a virtual show this year. Becky, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so very much, Kyle. You always call us about this show, so thanks for doing it twice this year.
All right, you bet. 841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.